The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Tuesday. It's May 7th. It's 10 o'clock on the Eastern Seaboard. It is Tuesday, but we're not going to be visited by our co-host, the one and only Richard Narog. Truth be told, you know, he was laughing so hard yesterday, hearing about all the corruption, and he's just shocked. He's just totally shocked. He just can't believe it. So he needs today to just, like, get control of himself. And then he'll join us, hopefully, next week, assuming he's calmed down. And so we'll wish him the best, because the news came out at most propitious time. And shamefully for him, he has to suffer it. So he's in a laughing spell, and he can't stop. So that's the story. And yet at the same time, you know, we have to deal with these issues. It's really not much fun. You know, I'd rather party, as they say, than deal with all of this stuff. But it is what it is, and despite the fact that Richard Narog is totally shocked, mind you, shocked that any of this stuff is happening, and it seems that the FBI is of a different thinking, and evidently they got the goods, as they say. So let's start off with what we do best at the Westchester Guardian, at the Yonkers Tribune. We're always ahead of the crowd. And mind you, we put together the newspaper for the Westchester Guardian on Friday. And lo and behold, we're a week in advance. No one's caught up to the story, but they will eventually. You know, for them, the deadline will be Thursday when the news happens. So let me read you the article from the Albany Correspondent. And the Albany Correspondent is none other than Carlos Gonzalez. So Carlos has got this great article, front page of the paper, which you'll see this week. We've started the distribution of the paper on Tuesday, as you well know, and then we continue all the way to Thursday. So this one is called Albany, We're Infested with Rats. And just in case you too get into a laughing fit, no problem, we understand. But for those of you who can control yourself on the phone who want to become engaged, give us a call. We're at 347-205-9201, 347-205-9201. So, you know, even before I start, let me say thank you to Adelma and Jamie, who started our fan club a long time ago, and we're still in awe, still, you know, humbled by the experience and certainly the being put on such high plateau. So we try to live up to that trust every day. So getting back to Carlos Gonzalez, the article is called Albany, We're Infested with Rats. So everyone is wired up in Albany. The Westchester Guardian has learned a state senator has now been wired and providing prosecutors with secret recordings. Last month, Federal Bureau of Investigation revealed that a New York State Assemblyman had been secretly making audio and video recordings on behalf of law enforcement, and other legislators began nervously joking that they could never be sure who else was taping them. Prosecutors disclosed that Shirley L. Huntley, when she was a Democratic state senator from Queens, had secretly recorded conversations with seven elected officials and two other people after she was confronted by the FBI and asked about her alleged participation in criminal schemes involving embezzlement and bribery. Can you believe this? Well, according to trusted sources, federal authorities are expected to zone in on five of the unnamed seven and suggested that the top leader was a notable elected. I mean, is this getting juicy or what? On Friday, and people said politics wasn't sexy. I mean, if people really knew how sexy politics was, they would all be climbing in. They just don't get it. Eventually they will. Anyway, continuing on with Carlos Gonzalez's article. On Friday, prosecutors said in court papers that Ms. Huntley's recordings of a senator and two other elected officials, quote, did yield evidence useful to law enforcement authorities. Well, lo and behold, listen to that. So continuing, the senator was not identified in the court documents, but a person with knowledge of the matter advised the alleged senator was, are you sitting down for this, John L. Sampson? Mind you, we knew this on Friday when we put the paper to bed. You gotta love this. Anyway, as you well know, John L. Sampson, it came out yesterday, that he was under the gun, as they say. He's a Brooklyn Democrat and former Senate leader who has long been under investigation. His aide, Paul Rivera, a whopping $50,000 raised by Sampson, has also been allegedly recorded. Now, Mr. Sampson has not been charged, and neither Mr. Sampson nor his lawyer responded to requests for a comment because they knew they were already being investigated, but they wouldn't talk to the Westchester Guardian because they didn't want us to know, but we knew anyway. You know, when we ask the question, we have the answer, folks. Anyway, so continuing on. So laughable. Senator James Sanders, Jr., a Queens Democrat, who defeated Ms. Huntley, who's 74, in a primary last year after she had been indicted, said he was, quote, not the least bit surprised, end quote, that she had worked with law enforcement. There are few among us who can stand up to 20, 30 years without, as the streets call, snitching, he said. Quote, I think that is tragic that one finds oneself or themselves in a world of pain, and even more tragic if you're trying to buy down your sentence by ensnaring others, Mr. Sanders added. Quote, now, if you are merely speaking of what they have done, then you're probably doing a public service, but if you are ensnaring people, then it just proves you have no honor. Ms. Huntley pleaded guilty in federal court in January to stealing over $87,000 in taxpayer money through a nonprofit organization that she was running. She is scheduled to be sentenced on Thursday, May 9th. You believe this? That's 2 days from today. In a meeting prior to a conviction in her home in Queens, former Senator Shirley Huntley informed us that she was going to be fine. Quote, I am confident that even if I don't win this case, that I'll win, she said. When asked to elaborate, the senator smiled and said, justice is good and God is great. Huntley's turning, quote, rat, end quote, is the latest move in an expanding Brooklyn U.S. attorney corruption probe into Queens and Brooklyn politicians that has led to investigations into Congressman Gregory Meeks, too. Closer to the hallways of the Capitol, all has turned silent, even at off-hour and off-premise. Bars and restaurants, they're empty. Quote, he wants to go anywhere anymore or speak to people, said an insider to Senator Jeff Klein. And there you go. Is that hilarious or what? I tell you, the only thing they're not telling us in all these stories is who's jumping into bed with the other, which is really not all that as exciting as this sort of stuff, it seems. Well, anyway, so that's the story. That's the great story coming right out of Albany. Can you believe that? And continuing on, people are reacting to Samson's arrest. So the arrest of State Senator John Sampson on corruption charges, no less, has the Capitol buzzing and has some individuals and groups putting out statements. From Ravi Batra, who Sampson named to the State Joint Commission on Public Ethics, that's JACOPE, Mr. Batra says, "Stunned. I am stunned by the length and breadth of the charges filed by the highly respected United States Attorney Loretta Lynch. John has been my friend and I wish him well. I, like every other New Yorker, rely upon our law enforcement to keep us safe from terror, crime, and yes, even corruption. The law is the law, and I am confident that it will reach a just and merit-driven conclusion. Finally, USA, Loretta Lynch, like USA, Preet Bharara, is a prosecutor's prosecutor because she defends the Constitution while defining prosecutorial honor and integrity in the finest tradition of Bob Morgenthau. For those in politics up to no good and selling useless reforms, it's time to retire, given the overwhelming crossfire coming from prosecutors in EDNY and SDNY driven to clean up New York." Whoa. Isn't it amazing how certain and how, you know, so sure and self-assured these people are after the feds have gotten to some of their friends? Yeah, they wish them well. They wish all their friends well. They also seem to, so many allegedly helping their friends out by not saying anything, standing by. It's like in Albany, and just like we have it here in Yonkers and in Mount Vernon and so many other places in Westchester County, and certainly in White Plains, you know, with regard to the county seat. So all we see is just people in shock. Oh, people laughing their rear end off, you know, because it is so hilariously funny. And you know what? The more these people go away, the less there is credibility to the name of government and elected officials. We have so many people have been put into jail by the likes of the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. And yes, thank goodness for that, because he seems, if you like his the final outcome of the court cases he brings forward, you know, the bottom line is the judges or the juries make those final decisions. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's doing his work, as opposed to so many others who don't do their work. And the fact that so many people stand up before the public and claim that they're going to do the right thing, and they know full well that they're just a waste of time, a waste of hot air. They're not even running. They're just there to connive people to think, well, you know, maybe he's running. He looks like a nice character, but no money, no juice, no thinking, no process, no nothing, no backing, no anything. It just continues. Such a good game. Such a great gig. And there's always the little connecting dot that if you play your part in the political arena, you too will get a job at the end of the road. Absolutely. Hey, remember when we told you about Chuck Lesnik and the shenanigans he pulled to make sure that Noam Bramson would win the day and the endorsement of the Democratic Westchester Committee for county executive? Isn't that wonderful? Just so wonderful. And there'll be a job at the end of the day for Mr. Lesnik. So I guess he's a good boy, isn't he? We'll see the bungling idiot today. He's going to be there attending the budget hearings. Sit there like a goddamn fool like he always did in the last 7 years. This will be his last budget. Thank God for that. Because he can't seem to understand where the T's are, where the I's are. He doesn't know what to cross and what dot He can't even comprehend the numbers. Can't figure it out. But then again, even if he did figure it out, he wouldn't want anyone to know, would he now? You gotta just love it. In the meantime, the poor Yonkersite, they are paying the taxes. They're footing the bill for the likes of Chuck Lesnik's ineptitude in government while he's playing his little side trips. So let's find out what other Republican, what other elected officials have to say. This time we're going to go to Scott Reif, who's a Senate Republican spokesman. And he says, oh, and you can almost feel the agony. It's deeply troubling when any legislator is charged with violating the public trust. Oh, while the Senate Democrats said they had cleaned up their conference, the latest arrest of one of their New York City members shows they may still have some work to do. You gotta love that. What a great line. Well, that's two lines, actually, but it's terrific. Is it two or three? Yeah, it's only two lines. There's a comma in there. I didn't see. Okay, the bottom line, two beautiful sentences, succinct and to the point and so good and so deep, this backstabbing, which is appropriate because they didn't clean up their conference, did they? That was all for show. It always is for show. There's no legitimacy to anything that's done, and they all sit there like a bunch of baboons who absolutely do nothing unless the alpha male says, go ahead. And that's exactly what happens. Well, here's the statement from Senate Conference Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins. She's from our district, and she said, these allegations are deeply disturbing. See, it seems that Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins, she's the Yonkers Democrat who succeeded Sampson as leader of the Senate Democrats. And she continues, the alleged activity represents an offensive violation of the public trust for which there is no place in our government. Senator Sampson has been stripped of his ranking positions and all committee assignments. I guess that takes care of her needs on the inside. He has also informed us that in order to avoid being a distraction to the conference, he will no longer conference with the Senate Democrats. Well, isn't that special? When this idiot should have been tossed out the door a long time ago, but they kept on keeping him on because that's the way it works. That's the patronage mill. So let's see what Senator Parker, what his reaction was. And this we'll be able to hear. Listen in. Sorry, one moment. Let me start again. Okay, we should be starting up in a second.
And at the end of the process, he found, you know, guilty of something, and he feels like he shouldn't, that that's going to be, you know, between him. His board is also getting an opportunity to decide whether he gets reelected or not. Yeah, that was a decision that was made in consultation with John Sampson and the leader, and that was, again, you know, trying not to create a distraction here. We have a lot of work to do here in the legislature. I think both Senator Sampson and Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins both saw a need to make sure there wasn't a distraction, and we are focused in on the things that need to be done for the people of the state of New York. No, I'm not worried about it taking the whole conference. I am... worried about making sure that the legislation that we need to get done for the people of the state of New York over the next 7 weeks, we need to make sure that works. And that's what we're all committed to.
That's just amazing. That's all just amazing. Bottom line is, The thing that's so interesting about all of this is that at the end of the day, this is the same old stuff that you hear over and over and over again. And that is, oh, well, we'll wait for this and we'll wait for that. And we worked out an agreement and we're doing this and we're doing that. But at the end of the day, we just want to be left alone. We don't want to be encumbered by any investigation of any kind because we're here to work for the people's good. We've got 7 more weeks to get our act together. And that's what we want. That's all we want. We just want to be left alone. Oh, please. I can't take it. These people are laughable. But I guess that's the way it is in politics. Just truly, truly amazing. You know, you got to just ask yourself, is this really legitimate stuff or what? I don't know. These people think that their stuff flies. It is such corruption to hear it right out of their mouth. It's really getting very, very pathetic. Well, the most important thing is this was really interesting. Governor Andrew Cuomo reacted to the news of Senator Sampson's indictment by saying that it exhibits the need for action on several anti-corruption proposals. And he says, quote, it made a bad situation worse, but in some ways, it provided more clarity, Cuomo said. And he said it on the Capitol press room, the show. This does give us a moment of reform and opportunity. I think the legislator should act. And I think the dilly-dallying and these complicated resolutions and proposals of old Albany, 7 levels. We need independent enforcement. We need election reform. We need campaign finance reform. We need public finance. We have to get the money out of politics. I think in some ways it provides more clarity and certainty that this is the moment. And that might be very true. But will there be an actual discussion before the public? Will we be afforded the opportunity of learning from those who know from the inside what's appropriate and what isn't appropriate? Quite often, the experts come before us and polish their name and their resume and impress us with their knowledge and their schooling. And when you ask them a question, they turn it around and say, well, what would you like to see? And the answer is, I'd like to see many different things, but I don't know if it could be accomplished. You know what's being done on the inside. You know the games and the fraud, the alleged fraud that takes place. So do you have any solutions? And the answer is always, well, I have all kinds of solutions, but I want to hear from you what you want. It's because they really have no clue. From you, exactly what you believe would be best, in the hope that they will find an Achilles heel to your concept and to your argument, so that they could make sure that somehow or another their legal department or the people that they engaged in coming up with legislation will somehow or another pierce the exact thing you want mitigated. And they won't tell you that they've done that because so many of them don't even read the legislation. These are the games that they play. It is really pathetic when you come to think about it. Like here we have our own Mr. Brigida from the Yonkers Board of Education soliciting members of the New York State Senate, people like Greg Ball, asking them to create legislation, which is really hard-pressed to be that of Greg Ball because he's trying to learn what's going on. And he sits there in pontifical manner listening to people like Mr. Brigida, who's ramming concepts down his throat and suggesting that this is the way to go and that's the way to go and this is best and that's best. And yet there are no discussions on the local level. The Albany delegation has no clue what's going on, or so they say. Do you believe that they're totally daft and totally unaware? The answer is they're lying about it. And if they don't know already, they should have gotten the answer. How long does it take to pick up a phone call, have your staff member call up the people at the Yonkers Board of Education and say, hey, I want the goddamn paperwork. What are you working on? And a simple, well, if it takes over a week to get it, I would make another phone call and say, evidently you don't want us to know what you're doing, so I don't really care what you're doing. All I know is I'm shutting it down, and thank you very much, and don't even bother to send it anymore. Maybe that's how people... You were told to do what you're required to do. If you're going to throw up that stuff that the Board of Education is separate from the city, no problem. Then you could be separate from the city. You won't get the funding from the city either. And we'll just wait for you to do whatever you need to do. But if you want to play a game and you want to throw the kids in our faces, they're going to be the ones that are going to protect us from the city. You're playing a wrong game. And I would call up, because that's the bottom line. They have no right to even consider being taxing the city when they don't have the right to tax. They're not a taxing authority. They want to be a taxing authority? Let them present it through the Charter Revision Commission. That's what it's there for. I didn't see them doing anything. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So I don't understand what they're trying to do here. There's something that needs to be checked into, don't you think? Well, we'll see when anybody gets into it. I know that there is a blue ribbon panel of inquiry that has come about, and that is people like the former Assemblyman Richard Brodsky has questioned the Board of Education. And for that, I'm thankful, honestly and sincerely thankful, that he's become engaged and involved, and that his questions, which are probably more astute than mine, will certainly be able to bring a sense of credibility, not only to a final outcome, should there be one. Well, there will have to be an outcome of some kind, whether to move ahead or whether to put a stop to it. But the bottom line is he'll be able to put in his input, and you will get a judgment by people who know government from the inside, and will be able to, bring the whole subject matter forward. And it will be based on fact, because he's gone the distance and he's demanded information from the Board of Education. So that's really very important. And that's what really matters at the end of the day. So very, very exciting state of affairs for us, because someone is looking into it. Thank goodness for that. And, the bottom line is Mr. Brodsky, Mr. Ravitch, and two other people have something they put together to question Mr. Perazio. And we'll see where that goes. I understand the first inquiry was tardy in its response, and I don't even know if a response ever came back. Need to check with Mr. Brodsky and see where that went, or if it went anywhere. And that will just be interesting to find out, because it's so pertinent to the city of Yonkers, to the Board of Education. Really isn't so important to the Board of Education, if you must know. What's important is it's important for the city to know. It's important for the taxpayer to know. And it's important, if it is doable, for the student population who will benefit from it, assuming there is benefit to be made, and if it is financially doable. And this is what's important, rather than the schemes and the future employment of Mr. Perazio and Mr. Brigida on the consulting, field, wherever they will go, because that's all they'll be doing for the rest of their lives, promoting their bullshit from one place to the next, whoever will listen to them, using the cachet of Yonkers as their backdrop, when in reality they can't seem to stand the city. It's just frightening how these things go on. On in the Westchester Broadway Theater, tonight is the last night you can get it. It was a one night only anyway. It's the cast of Beatlemania. They'll be performing at the Westchester Broadway Theater tonight. So if you want to get in on that, you might want to just listen in. I think you'll find it very exciting.
Can't buy me love.
Here's your chance to spend a memorable Hard Day's Night at the Westchester Broadway Theater with those famous four lads from Liverpool as we welcome back the cast of Beatlemania on Tuesday, May 7th. With members of the original Broadway production, the cast of Beatlemania uncannily recreate the complete experience of Britain's Fab Four, from the Lennon-McCartney harmonies to the unmistakable George Harrison guitar licks, and all done so accurately that they're sure to delight any true Beatles fan. And as always, your evening starts with a delicious dinner served right at your table with six entrees to choose from. And then, the cast of Beatlemania will take you on a magical mystery tour all the way from Liverpool to Abbey Road. Order your ticket to ride online at BroadwayTheater.com or call 914-592-2222. That's 914-592-2222. Come relive the Fab Four phenomenon with the cast of Beatlemania. One night only, Tuesday, May 7th, and only at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Well, we are back. This is Westchester on the Level. And we're trying to keep a straight face when so much of this is so funny. And talking about corruption. What is funnier than that? And so that's what we're doing. We're looking in and seeing what goes on here. And let me just check. There were some other things that were so funny. Let me just check to see what's going on over at Newsday. From my perspective, they've certainly eclipsed the integrity factor over the Journal News. I don't know if you find that the same way. So I just find them to be more credible, and they seem to be on the cutting edge, actually, having more information, more timely information. It just is what it is. So it's truly fascinating that they can be ahead of the game when they've been around so much longer than it's seemingly the Newsday operation. And so the moment Newsday came in, evidently it was running. And I think they've done a really phenomenal job. They've kept abreast of a lot of issues. And they've got the staff to do it. But the point is they incorporate their staff, so they get it done. That's what it's all about, getting it done. Nothing else. It's, could talk a mile a minute, but it doesn't amount to a pile of beans if you don't have what it takes to get it done. So let's just see what they have on their list of events. They cover a lot more police news than I can afford to spend time or expend time on that. And this is very interesting. I this has nothing to do with local politics, except that New Jersey is local, I guess. But it's certainly usually beyond our scope. There's a story here that Governor Chris Christie had a secret weight loss surgery, and it was in February. He underwent gastric band surgery in February to try to lose weight at the urging of his family. A spokesman told the Associated Press that was. And the father of four agreed to the surgery and put his face around his stomach to restrict the amount of food he can eat after turning 50 in September. He turned 50 after in September. So Christie told the New York Post, which first reported the surgery, that he said he wasn't motivated by thoughts of running for president. "I've struggled with this issue for 20 years," he told the New York Post. "For me, this is about turning 50 and looking at my children and wanting to be there for them." Wow. That's monumental. Gastric band surgery is pitched as a minimally invasive procedure. One version of it is sold under the brand name Lap Band. And Christie says wow. They say about 200,000 people in the U.S. have weight loss surgery every year. That's a lot. Well, that's really, look, it is what it is, and it's probably now. Well, he's a very energetic man, and I guess this, if anything, this is a wonderful time to make that decision. I wish him a lot of success. How exciting for him. And I guess for his family, because it will hopefully, you know, maintain his stay, as they say, on this earth rather than somewhere else. So that's very, very encouraging, actually. And this is so interesting. This is all fraud. That's all it is. A developer tapped by town officials to provide affordable housing at West Help Greenberg admitted Monday that he provided misleading information in his winning bid for the county-owned apartments. As Richard Harris of Group MRH, a Connecticut-based company selected last week by the town board, and revealed that he does not have a partnership with the Richmond Group, a national affordable housing firm believed to be part of the proposal. I tell you, it is absolutely crazy. And legislator Mary Jane Chimsky says, given this new curveball, we need to take a brief pause and decide what's best for county taxpayers. What a bunch of hooey. I mean, really? Why didn't she figure this stuff out before? Why don't any of them do their work? Why don't they demand integrity in these paperwork that ends up being misleading? How disgustingly relevant this is. Greenberg supervisor Paul Finers called the revelation about a lack of partnership an attempt to sabotage MRH's proposal, saying it amounted to character assassination and likely originated from a competitor. Well, did he also check all the rules? You know, I tell you, these people will play it to the hilt. Oh, God help us. It just doesn't quit. Oh, you got to love this stuff. It's almost hilarious. It's the way they get all this stuff done. Hilarious, hilarious, hilarious. Well, this may prove to be nothing more than the final Waterloo battle for Mr. Finer. Unbelievable. Oh, God. Well, let's see what else is happening. Let me quickly look because I didn't check this out. Let me just look this here. All right. Well, this is another thing which is interesting. Jenkins had requested on Monday that the district attorney look into the awarding of the contract for repairs to the boardwalk at Playland Park. You know, again, the same situation here. They sit there, they pontificate, they try to push their agenda, but at the end of the day, they don't do their work. They're there promoting someone. They're promoting their side. They're promoting the people that they can gain something from, when in reality, they don't demand more. Now, all of a sudden, you know, Mr. Jenkins has got nothing else to do, so he's going to pick up the fight now. Is it not too late? Is that supposed to be what it's all about? To give an impression that you've done something when at the end you'll be able to do nothing anymore because it's just too late along the process line? So you're wasting everybody's time but making it look good as if you've done something of value. Very, very annoying, actually. But I guess we should laugh. Ha ha. So it's just crazy. It's just crazy. And it continues to be crazy. I don't understand what they're trying to do here. Oh, God. Let's see what else is happening. How sweet it is. Well, it looks like the Journal News is catching up to us with regard to what's going on with Mr. Sampson and the others. Again, our report was done on Friday, and their report's done on Monday. Gotta wonder if they're really on top of their game. That's okay. Wherever they fail, we're usually standing. What a shame. For them, not for us. And certainly not for you if you're reading us. So, you know, that's something to think about as well. Well, I see, you know, today is going to be a special day because we begin the whole process of the budget hearings that are going to be held at the city of Yonkers from 2 o'clock on. I think they'll be going on till either 5 or 6 o'clock tonight. Then at 7:30, there's the Committee of the Whole, where people can present their perspective, should they care to share one. And then at 8 o'clock will be the City Council meetings. Oh, I hope to God they don't have another stupid, you know, picture-taking opportunity. It is such a long day, and, you know, you would think they would just get it done, do it right, and show the people and stop wasting everybody's time. Well, it'd be very interesting to see what they do. Well, I'll be attending in order to hear what's what and go from there. And I think that'll be interesting. We'll try to discuss that. Not in the first hour tomorrow, because in the first hour tomorrow, we're going to speak to a young man who is entering politics. He's running for the city council in the 4th district to represent the community in the 4th district. His name is Brandon Nider. So Brandon Nider, he's our guest tomorrow from 10 to 11. It should be very interesting. Know very little, if anything, about him. So it'll be interesting to learn about him, to appreciate some of the things that he's done. And he seems to be very, very much engaged in community and community service. And yet at the same time, he feels that he has a grasp of the needs of the community. And it'll be interesting to see how and what he intends to bring forward with his campaign effort. So very, very encouraging. Unfortunately, we were not encouraged by the lack of depth in talent from the Democratic Party line or even the Republican Party line. They are both bereft of talent, and the talent that they have are evidently not as good as they should be. So, you know, this city is in a crisis. We don't need people to be doing what they've done so far. And there seems to be a great deal of talk which is what Yonkers is good at, a lot of talk about getting new faces into the equation, but so far I haven't seen much. So it'll be very interesting to see. The biggest potential winner in all this will be based on gender. So it's very, very conceivable that we will have not only the old generation kicked to the curb, but new generation, new blood, particularly that of women, because let's face it, folks, the men have not done such a good job. No see, so evidently that hasn't worked. And it'll be very interesting to see what goes on there. You know what else ended up creating quite a stir? That was a statement by Fernando Fuentes. Mr. Fuentes used to be a former councilman in the city of Yonkers. I think it was the second district that he represented. And in so doing, in representing them, he represented, that was, a Latin, opportunity district. Well, he was the first Latino to represent the second district, actually the first member of the Yonkers City Council with a Latino heritage and who came to the forefront. So he was a Democrat then, and I guess he's a Democrat now. So he's a Democrat formerly serving the second district. And he ended up suggesting that the mayor forego the so-called Hispanic advisory board that the mayor wanted to set up. So he issued a press release on Friday, and as is so typical from so many of these people, it wasn't published anywhere, and we only got it yesterday, and by the time I got to the computer, it was like 11:30 or so, and I was able to post this information on yesterday's date, but I got it sent to me yesterday. Shows you how stupid these people are, that they can't get the information out fast enough. I guess they figured we didn't matter. I guess we don't. So anyway, Mr. Fuentes suggests that that the mayor forego the Hispanic Advisory Board, which was conceived by the mayor, and instead he should hire Latinos to top-level positions within his administration and give Hispanic businesses an opportunity to become a part of the Yonkers fabric, so he writes. And our Latino community has come a long way, and for Mr. Spano to consider establishing another Hispanic advisory board is a stalling tactic, and for that he's so truly right. And not to do the right thing and is insulting to the Hispanic community. Well, he's certainly right, but what is also interesting, again, it's time for people to be ethical. All of these stupid boards that were put together by the mayor were stalling tactics. Nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. Mr. Fuentes didn't say a word for all the rest of them, and now when he says it, nobody else is going to agree with him. What a shame. I agree with him, but I think he was not nice by not coming out making a statement. And it should have been said, you know, you can't allow people to say things that are out of turn because they're not appropriate, because just because they seem to be putting one over other people's heads or over their eyes or, you know, or beyond their intellect. It's wrong for these stupid boards to be made up. What's the point? What's the point? And every has-been Hispanic will be on the board hoping that they'll get something out of it. At the end, they'll get nothing but a kick in the pants. You know what? It's time for people to speak up. At least he spoke up on this issue, but in order to be credible, Mr. Fuentes will have to speak up on every one of those issues that impact poorly on other communities, and which means the whole city, and also impacts poorly on himself and his community. And the point is, You cannot just serve one community because you have ties to them and think that that's going to serve others if you don't speak up. Because eventually the others will be destroyed and you'll be the last one standing and nobody will even care at that point what the hell you have to say. So it's important for these people to not just have a big mouth when somebody's stepping on their foot, but it's time to have a big mouth when it's wrong. Just simply wrong. Own up to the facts. Stop playing the games. That's what it's all about. Oh, yeah, now I'm going to be Mr. Fernando's worst enemy. Yeah, right. He's another one, you know, with all his friends that go back a long history. Absolute fools. Just continue and continue this rat race of nothing. So someone says, I agree with Fernando. No high-ranking Spanish Latinos in mayor's office. And another one said, sorry, I meant Spanish. You spelt it wrong, but that's okay. We understood. And first one says, give me more. Says, we, the poor Latinos, not represented and underfunded, you got the consent decree and capitalized on that fight. Well, you got to go read it on the Yonkers Tribune website. It'll be there. You know, it's so funny. This thing is a derogatory comment based on circumstances that have been allowed to play out. But the reason they've been allowed to play out in a negative way, where there's now so much resentment, is that no one spoke up. If things weren't appropriate at one time, 30, 40, 50 years ago, if you're going to tell me the silent majority was right, you got something wrong with you. They were not necessarily right, and they were not necessarily wrong, but they didn't speak up. Their silence was their way of hoping that all these issues would go away. Their conduct was not effective, I guess. That's the best word. It wasn't effective. They were fooled into believing that by not saying anything or trying to mitigate or shun these people would work. It didn't work. It didn't work for them. It didn't work for Amicone. By all his shenanigans that he pulled, it doesn't work. And then those people that believe that there was some credibility to what was espoused years ago, was anti-this and anti-that. If you had something to say, you should have said it. It was available to be said. You could talk to TV. You could talk to radio. You could talk to newspapers. It was all available. It was all available to you. And somehow or another, it never came out. And now we have the excuses. Well, it was the liberal media that did this to you and that to you. Yeah, stop it. You're whining away just like you're complaining. People in the second district are whining because they don't have enough representatives in government. Hey, Mr. Fuentes is right. The population in the city of Yonkers, of approximately 200,000 people, 65,000 of them happen to be of Hispanic Latino population. 32.4% of the population is Latino. That's the case. Then I guess we should have approximately 32% of the population that are of Hispanic heritage. Where are they? How come they're not being hired? Let's see if this issue becomes pertinent to this new mayor, to Mayor Mike Spano. More importantly, will the Hispanic community come out to vote for what's appropriate for the city as well as for themselves? Do they have that ability? Will they even come out to vote? There you have it, folks. We're at another crossroad. The reality has been set. people knew about this, they said nothing. They were hoping to avoid by shunning the whole issue, kicking it down the road, hoping it would never come to play, but it has. And Mr. Fuentes brought it up. To his shame, it's only confined to the Hispanic community when there were issues that he should have spoken to that related to the entire community. Again, one of the issues is, well, it's all about him. It's all about his community. What about the rest of the community that have been ostracized by people in the past? Oh, no, we don't want to go there, right? But the point is, that's where we need to go. And at the end of the day, it will suit everyone best if we employ more people of Hispanic heritage in our city and that they serve in the public good, that they're seen, that they're recognized, that they do the right job, that they stay not corrupt, and so on and so forth. And that's the way it goes. So we'll see what this administration does. Oh, God, we'll see if people get paid off to keep their mouths shut. So we'll see what goes on. We'll see who does what. We'll see who gets the opportunity to develop if that's not going to step on people's toes. And we'll see where it goes from there. So that's the story. It looks like we're approaching the 11 o'clock hour. I want to tell you what's going on at the Westchester Broadway Theater, and we'll be right back.
Luck be a lady tonight.
One of Broadway's most high-spirited musicals ever is on stage now at the Westchester Broadway Theater through June 9th. The Tony Award winner for Best Musical of the Year, Guys and Dolls.
Call it that.
It's one of the liveliest, funniest, most colorful collection of Broadway characters you'll ever see. The larger-than-life world of Damon Runyon's New York City, where the gamblers, the showgirls, the coppers, and the missionary workers all collide with hilarious and unexpected results. And the wonderful sing-along score includes some of Broadway's most memorable hits, like A Bushel and a Peck, If I Were a Bell, Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat, and Luck Be a Lady. And remember, your tickets include a delicious served dinner before the show with a choice of six entrees, and all for one low price. Order tickets online at BroadwayTheater.com or call 914-592-2222. That's 914-592-2222. Don't miss this bold and brassy Broadway classic, Guys and Dolls. On stage now through June 9th, only at the Westchester Broadway Theater.
Well, we are back, and this is Westchester on the Level. Oh, for God's sake, this is just breaking news now. This is really it's literally going out of control. Seems that UN peacekeepers were detained in Syria near the Golan Heights. Four UN peacekeepers monitoring a ceasefire line between Syria and the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights have been detained, according to United Nations peacekeeping spokesperson. The Syrian rebel Yarmouk Martyrs Brigade claimed responsibility for the act, saying they had seized the peacekeepers for their own protection. Oh, please. It just doesn't quit, does it, folks? So let's quickly see what else is happening in the Middle East. This is definitely a powder keg. Oh, and here we play this game of back and forth. Investigating the human rights abuses in Syria has distanced itself from comments made by one of its investigators, indicating that Syrian rebel forces have used chemical weapons, saying on Monday that it had no conclusive proof. Let's hear the report. One moment.
Did Carla Del Ponte speak out of turn? The human rights investigator and member of the UN's Commission of Inquiry on Syria told Swiss television on Sunday that she believed Syrian rebels may have used deadly nerve gas. But on Monday, the commission released a clarifying statement saying it had not reached conclusive findings as to the use of chemical weapons in Syria by any parties to the conflict. Serial physician has also rejected Del Ponte's claims.
Using any chemical weapon is illegal regardless who is using it. If it is used by the oppositions, which I decline, which I very much refuse and very much do not think so, then we will bring those to court regardless of their affiliation. I believe it's Bashar Assad who has the capability of using the chemical weapons, and I believe he is the one who is using them.
The White House agrees.
We are highly skeptical of suggestions that the opposition could have or did use chemical weapons. We find it highly likely that any chemical weapon use that has taken place in Syria was done by the Assad regime.
The Obama administration says the use of chemical weapons by the regime would be the red line for intervention in Syria, but it lacks conclusive proof. The UN's Commission of Inquiry has been refused access into Syria and has instead interviewed refugees in neighboring countries. The Syrian National Council accuses the Assad regime of planting fake witnesses to make false statements.
Well, there's a story, so we'll be continuing to follow that. Tomorrow again, Brandon Nider, who's running for the 4th City Council District. And Thursday, we'll be able to really delve deeply into what's going on in Syria, chemical weapon use or not, and so on and so forth, and see how and where the whole situation is unfolding, and so on and so forth. So we'll speak to you then. We're going to cut it short today because I'll be spending so much time at the budget hearings and be very, very able to put anything in writing, and that's so important. So be well and speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.